And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Marvelous, Monumental, Most Fascinating, Massively Mind-Bending Monday, as we join our hearts and minds as one, drawing closer to the King of Kings and glorifying his name. First, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, God reprimands Adam and Eve for their rebellion, which allowed sin to enter the world. This act opened the door to spiritual and physical death and everything in between, including shame, pain, discomfort, stress, anxiety, and every other negative element you can imagine. All of these afflictions have befallen mankind due to man's rebellion. Next, from the dust you came, and to the dust you will return. This is the origin of the common saying, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It's not dirt to dirt, but dust to dust. As previously mentioned, dust is the very top layer, by the way, just for people to know. Another sad consequence of sin is that humanity returns to the dust. A fate that was never part of God's original intent, but the result of man's rebellion. And finally, in chapter 3, verse 20, Adam names his wife. He names her the mother of all living, Eve. Subsequently, the Lord becomes a tailor. What? The Lord becomes a tailor. Not for a double-breasted jacket, but to make animal skins for Adam and Eve. Despite what PETA might say, the reality is that God used animal skins to cover mankind. Whether people like it or not is irrelevant. Leather, in fact, is the first acceptable form of clothing as determined by God himself. Astonishing, isn't it?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and way. So much more. Now remember, it's not professional radio, it's just radio, and Jacob and I have demonstrated that every single show. I've done that for 12 years, but that's besides the point. Here's what it's about. It's about what you think. Well, how are you doing? What's going on? How are you? How are you feeling? It's about those things. You think, what? I know, it should be this way, or it should be that way. Nah, I don't care. If you want to share with us, you can do that by emailing david@hemustincrease.org. Super easy. david@hemustincrease.org comes to my 10-cent Chromebook, which is 5 years old and going down. You can also text us. So just email david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Doesn't matter if you're in Alberta, Canada. Doesn't matter if you're in Brazil. Doesn't matter if you're in San Diego or in Denver or in Dallas or Detroit. You can text us, 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you make that call to 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like knowing your spiritual family has your back.
Thank you, David. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. You do? Yep. Happy Monday to you, my friend. We got a lot of stuff going on, so we're not going to act like we don't have a lot of stuff going on. I've already mentioned it once. I'll mention it again. Noel and I are in the midst, let me say that real quickly, in the midst of trying to determine in the next couple of days whether we're actually going to make a move or not. It is likely going to go that direction. It is likely going to put a little bit of pressure on the both of us, I would suspect, since moving is not the favorite thing that everybody does. But we want to be where the Lord wants us to be, and how we've prayed about it, which I expect you to do the exact same thing as we prayed. We think this is the right direction. We're going to head in this direction. If we're wrong, we apologize. If we're wrong, bring us back. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Do whatever you got to do. But all of this is for me to get closer to the studio and her to get a different opportunity with maybe a little bit better atmosphere. We're definitely willing to take steps down in order to have the quality of the life be better. So we have no problem with that, but we need some extra funds to get all this done, because isn't it fun to move? You know what I like the most about moving? Let me just say this. The one thing I like about moving is finding stuff you haven't seen for years and going, oh, I love this thing, even though you've not used it for like 5 years.
And then you'll also have stuff you lose during the move that you will never see again.
What happened to that? It went bye-bye. Oh, anyway. All right, so that's what we got going on there. Now, we do have somebody on the phone. I'm not sure what it is, so let's send them on through and see what's going on. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, this is Curtis, my brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Curtis. How are you doing?
Hey, listen, I won't take but a second. I heard something neat on the radio this week, and I was listening to a pastor, and he was basically saying that one night he was watching the evening news. It was one of those big, you know, guys, Dan Rather, you know, whatever. And the guy said, well, apparently it seems they have found a trail in the mountains that leads to Jesus's tomb. And so this pastor was like, I was so excited about the fact that they were, you know, acknowledging Christ on, you know, national, like, news radio. And he said the only thing after that is he went right into another story that said, also in the news, they have determined they have found bones that actually belong to Buddha and some of his teeth even. And so, so he was a little bummed out that they went right from one to the other. But he said, here's the difference, people. He said, yes, they were both, you know, legendary men. And, yes, they both had a lot of followers and this and that. He said, but here's the major difference. Buddha left behind bones and teeth.
That is exactly right. There, you know what? What's great about Jesus? There's no bones about it.
But I just I thought that was such a neat analogy, David. I figured I'd share it with you. But I
excellent.
Thought that was pretty cool.
It is very cool. Curtis is very, very cool. And it's really important to understand that. People point to tombs and bones. Our tomb we point to, it's empty. It's like, that's right.
Exactly.
That's exactly what we do. And we love it because it's going to be empty for us, too. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Great call, brother.
Amen, David. Thank you, my friend. Have a very blessed Monday. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys.
You as well. God bless you, bro.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. See, you can just call and share that. Isn't that fun? See, we love stuff like that. What? See, this is why this stuff is cool. Let me explain to you why. So, well, you got to teach this, or you got to do this, you got to do this. No, no, no. We are the body of Christ. In this particular radio show, if you don't know, there's probably about 15 to 20 different denominations. We actually did a little bit of a result poll, and we actually got that information. I used it in part of my doctorate. So if you're wondering how accurate it is pretty accurate. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that part doesn't matter. Here's the part that matters. We have one Heavenly Father, one dad, right? That's our dad. Jesus said, when you pray, say, our Father. We are blood relatives through the blood of Jesus Christ. We're related. We're not water relatives. We're blood relatives. Water's a part of it, but the blood starts it. And we all drink of one Holy Spirit. How awesome is that, that we drink of one Holy Spirit? We are in unity. You had a different flavor on how you worship or what you wear or what you eat or how you do this, that. Cool. What's wrong with that? Nothing. 12 tribes in Israel, one tribe. Believe me, the Levites were different than all the other tribes. So what? One Israel. That's how you need to think of it. And so that's the glory of it. That's what we want to do. We want to be a blessing to each other, encourage each other, give each other exactly what Curtis just did. Just to bring up that simple point. What a blessing that some people who've not heard that have just heard that. Like, whoa, that's good. Yeah. That's what it's about. Now, we do want you to have that opportunity to share. Praise reports, things the Lord has shown you, prayer requests. We're going to do some jokes. They're okay.
I didn't say they were phenomenal.
I just said they were okay. We're going to do some history, and we're going to do some more Bible trivia. What kind of Bible trivia? This kind of Bible trivia. Who is this person? Your reference, by the way, Judges 15:15. That should be pretty easy. Judges 15:15. Okay? Who is this person? I smote 1,000 men at one time. I was God's Nazarite. Who am I? Am I Samson? Am I Goliath? Or am I David? Judges chapter 15, verse 15. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, we're going to do our DNA. Because we love DNA. DNA is what we are built by, of, for. D, our DNA. It's not the perfect one. It's just the one we use. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
I don't know how you can miss after yesterday's services. You need to spend time with the Lord every day because not knowing the Lord is dumb. There you go.
You can't say that.
Not knowing Jesus as Lord and who he is dumb. There you go.
You can't say
it. I'll say it again if you want me to. I don't care. Draw closer to the Lord daily, every day. Spend some time with the Lord. Separated time, by the way. Just you and him. Right? Okay. N of DNA. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed of what he had to say. I promise you. I promise you, the news media, by the way, media stands for making everyone dumber in America, M-E-D-I-A, making everyone dumber in America. The media, the Hollywood people, right? The politicians, way too many of them. The academia people, the academics, and all of the nutty human philosophies, like the woke people and all that, all of those people, every one of them, mock the word of God. But when they die and the judgment comes, that mocking will cease. And when that happens, our grace will be manifested, our positional grace. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, ever. That's D, draw closer to the Lord daily, and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. Now, what we're telling people is you draw closer to the Lord. You never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say, and you're ready. How can you be ready all the time? Well, the biggest way to be ready all the time is to stop being selfish. That's the easiest answer I could possibly give you. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. So when we do that, we mimic or mirror or reflect Jesus Christ. That's what he wants. That's why you didn't get raptured when you got saved. So you could be a mirror, a billboard for God. That's why. If you didn't know you're a billboard, you're a billboard. You don't know everybody who sees you, but you're out there, and people see you. You get it? That is our DNA. Isn't that cool? That's cool. All right, now, again, on the trivia question, who is this person? This is in Judges 15:15. I smote 1,000 men at once. Or I have smitten 1,000 men at once. Either way, I was God's Nazarite. And in this case, it's not a Nazarene, it's a Nazarite. The Nazarite was not drinking, having the haircut, so on and so forth. Get it? Okay. Who is this person? Is it Samson, Goliath, or David? Want to make sure and know, reach out to us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. It's 214-210-8483 or send an email, David, at hemustincrease.org. I want to go into this text, and I just want to make sure you understand what happened and where we're at. We're in Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. And this is after God is going through and dropping the various statements. Remember, Adam started this whole thing off shifting the blame by saying what? He said, Adam admitted it. He said, but it was the woman that you gave me who brought the fruit to me and I ate it. So he's blaming the woman and God. That's right. Nobody ever blames God. Oh, wait, that's in our sinful nature. Oh, okay. Then Eve, what does she do? She's not even, she's just complete self-justification. I ate it, but the serpent tricked me. So, I mean, that's why I did it. I didn't do anything wrong. A serpent tricked me. And then God just jumps all over the serpent, explains that there's going to be a huge difference between men and that serpent, and specifically against Satan. God is saying, you're not going to have recruits that come against me. You're going to have warfare with mankind at levels you never even thought of. And that's exactly what happened. Must be frustrating for Satan, who was such a powerful being, to be snubbed by goofy little men on a regular basis. Do you ever think of that? Such humility he has to endure. Oh, well, that's the price you pay for being what you are. Verse 16 in Genesis 3, then he said to the woman, you will bear children with intense pain and suffering. And though your desire will be for your husband, he will be your master. So let's just say this real quickly, because I want to make sure that I'm going to ruin everybody's little theology things real fast, okay? Because I love you guys, okay? You will bear children with intense pain and suffering. God did not intend childbearing to be a negative experience in any capacity. And yes, people get past it once the child is born, but there were never supposed to be labor pains, because the way God created mankind, there were not supposed to be any pains. But sin did us in, and the judgment was declared. Nobody was ever supposed to have an issue during childbearing. That, I just want you to think about that. Think about all the miscarriages. Think about all the stillborns. Think about all the women who have been pain. Think about all the things that have happened. Never supposed to happen, ever. Not God's original intent. But man had to muck it up. When we get back, I'm gonna challenge you on something else, and a lot of people aren't going to like it, but we don't do it for teachers. We're not doing teaching so that your ears can be tickled. We're doing it so we can draw closer to the Lord. The trivia question, by the way, who is this person? I smote 1,000 men at once. I was God's Nazirite. Don't cut my hair. Judges 15:15 plus Judges 13:4-5. Am I Samson, am I Goliath, or am I David? And the answer is Samson. There you go. Take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. CowpunchSites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon experience?
What the issue is this guy hears the gospel from Philip, and in that presentation of the gospel is baptism. That is not negotiable in the sense that there's no way you can remove that. And he responds by saying, I want to be part of this family. I want to be connected to this. I hear the good news. I want the grace and the mercy. I want to do whatever it takes to show my response, not just to you, Philip, but to the entire world. I'm a Christian. And that's what baptism does. And while I think it's dangerous to say, if you're not, you can never get in, because I don't believe that's correct, I also think it's dangerous to say, nobody needs to do it. That's incorrect, too. Your baptism is an open proclamation of an inward work. Don't you ever forget, the Lord requires that. If you've never been baptized, get baptized. Oh, we've got to do it right this way. Arrange to get baptized. That's it. If you've never done it, you should do it because it's a declaration of your faith. That's the response to the gospel. You're saying by identifying, going down and up in baptism, the end of you, the beginning of him in you. Okay. That just seems like a, doesn't even seem like that's complex. I think everybody should just go, yeah, okay, got it. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for your next trivia question on a show that's flying by. I mean, this is flying by. This is like, what? Here's your next trivia question. Ooh, this is a good one. This is a good one. All right, your answer is in Genesis chapter 20. Verse 2, also Genesis chapter 21, verse 1 through 3, okay? So I'm telling you ahead of time so you can start looking in your Bible. Or if you can't look and you need to look it up in a search engine, you can do that. Just don't close your eyes while you're driving. Thank you. Your reference, again, Genesis 20, verse 2, or Genesis 21, 1 through 3. My husband impersonated his brother. Isaac was my firstborn. Who am I? Am I Elizabeth, Ruth, or Sarah? I'm waiting to see if I like the way that question was asked. I'm considering it. I'm considering the thought process. Am I Elizabeth, Ruth, or Sarah? I don't think that's the correct things. People, look that up. Remember, I'm reading that from a book. Sometimes I don't have a chance to look at it. That doesn't seem right. 972-445-0770. You can also, that's what I thought. Gee, Jeff Dixon just said what I thought. Text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. You can do any of those things. I do have we're going to do the history one is so funny because of what's in there. So I'm going to do a couple of jokes. Is that all right? You don't care, do you?
I do care. No jokes.
Okay. No jokes. Okay. Here we go.
Let's do jokes.
That was just a joke. Okay. Here we go. Ready? Yes. Joanne and Jeff, I think it gave the wrong answers, by the way, in that trivia question. I want everybody to agree with me. Hold on. We're going to take a moment. This is when you read something from a book, and this is the very thing. So I'm reading it in the book, and my brain is like going, that doesn't seem right. Right? Have you ever done that? You ever read something and went, wait, not the Bible, like in a regular book, and you're thinking, does that seem right? I mean, the one that impersonated the brother, So to me, I got to look at this, and I want you to do it with me. All right, listen to the question, the trivia question, and I'm going to make this a part of the teaching because this is what I want people to know. You hear something and you think, wait, does that seem right? There's something that doesn't seem right. My husband impersonated my brother.
Okay. Okay. Got it. My husband impersonated my brother. Who am I? Okay. Isaac was my firstborn. Well, who gave birth to Isaac? Right? Who gave birth to Isaac? That's good. So Genesis 20, verse 2. Okay. I guess that's I guess that could be right. Yeah, that's right. Okay. I didn't like the way it came off, the way it sounded, because the impersonate brother, I don't know. Something wrong about the clues. All right, let's just change the trivia question. Who was Isaac's mom? How about that? There it is. There, that's it. That's the only question. Who was Isaac's mom? Okay? All right. I'm changing.
It's okay. It's Monday.
Changing the trivia. Well, the thing is, the way they asked the question, they gave part of a hint that wasn't exactly correct. And then that's what got me all, like, goofy. Now we have to wait on the jokes because that just took away from that. Okay, so who was Isaac's mom? Mom to Isaac. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You know, so text 214-210-8483 or send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. See, the reason that I bring that up is because sometimes you read something or sometimes the pastor says something or sometimes a teacher says something and you're like going, wait, I got to check that. It's kind of like people saying, well, and believe me, I'm one of those people that loves it, but people were saying, you know, Mel Gibson's, you know, the Passion of the Christ is exactly perfectly 100% correct. I found 20 errors in the first 6 minutes, but I had my Bible open. The problem with that is you shouldn't watch a movie thinking it's going to be exactly what the scripture is. You get the difference there? Okay. I'm just telling you. So
they don't expect you to actually look and check.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, that was the problem with the movie Noah. Noah's like Noah. All of a sudden in Noah, we find out that there's Transformers who built the ark. Like, what? Okay, people. I mean, how ridiculous do you? I mean, you can't. All right, hang in there. We're going to do this anyway. This is right. This is Monday. Show is going really smooth. It's just as simple this way. This is what happens. But I want to go back to this teaching. So we're going to do the teaching. And if anybody wants to answer a trivia question, who was Isaac's mommy? Okay? There. It can't make it any simpler. Who was Isaac's mommy? Okay? 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Got that. I want to go back to this teaching because I don't want to leave you hanging on this one thing. Listen to what it said, and then I'm gonna give you 10 different elements that go with this. This is very powerful. You're going to be very challenged, I think, for some people who are on this teaching. Okay? This is what God said to Eve. You will, and by the way, he calls him woman because she wasn't named Eve yet, okay? You will bear children with intense pain and suffering, and your desire will be for your husband. He will be your master. So then what happens is people are like, no, no, woman's lib. No, no, no. Okay, first of all, let's just explain what God is saying because it's really, really important, okay? Number one. God's intent for pregnancies was to be completely awesome, painless, resulting in only a beautiful outcome. Number two, so that became a problem because of sin. Number two, the woman is subject to the husband. Stop. It does not say that every woman is subject to every man. Can we just stop that dummy thinking? It does not say every woman is subject to every man. It says the wife is subject to her husband. That's what it says. By the way, that hasn't changed. But for the man, something has changed. What? The man is supposed to love the wife. Wait. Like Christ loved the church. And how did Jesus love the church? He died for the church. He spent his whole life on the behalf of others. He gave continually. He never stopped taking care of. He never stopped loving. He never stopped doing any of that. That's how the husband is supposed to love the wife. That's not preached very often. People go, but Dave, that's the law. Okay, this is, of course, before Exodus. So there is no law yet. This is the natural law. And people are like, but that's the law. So now that Jesus came, you don't have to follow that. I just want to ask you one question. Since you're using that logic, do people still die? Because that was the natural law. If you rebel or sin, you're going to die. Do people still die today? Because there's a lot of people that have redeemed from the curse of the law. Are they still dying? Well, they are. So I guess all of the law's application hasn't been removed, has it? These are the things. When you get into, like, fierce conversations, those are the kind of things that come up. The reason I'm bringing it up is for you to understand. Scripture in the New Testament makes it, we are to serve one another. In the household, there is a position, and the husband is in the lead. People don't like it? Tough. If the husband's not taking the lead, God will use the woman to pick up the lead. That's just the reality check. That's why it happened throughout the Old Testament. But the bottom line is that the husband has a responsibility to love the wife like Christ loved the church, and the wife has a responsibility to honor and respect the husband. And those don't change and won't change until it's all different on a land where the streets are filled with gold. And until that time, that's the process we have. If you don't like it, read Ephesians chapter 5 and 6 and tell God he's wrong. But duck, because I wouldn't do that and shout very loudly. The trivia question was rephrased, because we had to, simply, who was Isaac's mom? Was that Elizabeth? Was it Ruth? Or was it Sarah? And the answer is Sarah. Thank you very much. I have a niece named Sarah. You guys probably don't know that. Plus, Sarah was also the person instrumental in me becoming a Christian. Take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
For this is the kind of high priest we need. Holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He doesn't need to offer sacrifices every day, as high priests do, first for their own sins and then those of the people. He did this once for all when he offered himself. Now watch this. Oh boy, this is so unbelievable. Jesus is a unique kind of priest. He is your high priest. He is so unique. And you think, why? What is it that makes Jesus unique? And you already know, well, it's because he's, you know, born from the Holy Spirit and he's born from Mary. So he's fully man, fully God. And it's like, okay, I get that part. But there's something else that we miss quite often. And that is Jesus is undefiled, separated from sinners. And verse 27 says he doesn't need to offer sacrifices every day like the high priests do, first for their own sins. So let me explain this to you. When priests or petitioners or people are praying on your behalf, every human being has to deal with their own set of sins. It doesn't matter if it's the high priest of Israel. It doesn't matter if it's the high priest 1 year, 20 years later, 40 years later. There is something that takes place. It's the same dynamic that takes place when you spend time with the Lord and you come before the Lord and you thank him and you recognize the grace of God enables you to stand, because apart from that, the grace, apart from the mercy, apart from the love that comes from the Lord and the redeeming work from Jesus Christ that you receive by faith that he gives by grace, apart from that, you're a mess. And so when you come before the Lord, you're like, Lord, you know, please forgive me. Please don't be mad. Please, you know, don't chasten me. David said it great. Don't chasten me in your hot displeasure. I don't want to get you irritated. Nah, 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 nah. You see, when Jesus comes and petitions for us, he doesn't have to go through that. He doesn't have to be centered on himself to be forgiven, because there's nothing for him to be forgiven. He's sinless. He doesn't need to offer sacrifices for what he's done or for any of the lacking that he would have if he was a regular human priest. So when Jesus comes on our behalf, there's not, get this, here it is. There's nothing distracting him in his life. He is only focused on our well-being.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where the detective work has paid off. So we read that trivia question, and I could not figure out what I did not like about it, right? Now listen, here's the trivia question. My husband impersonated my brother. Who am I? Isaac was my firstborn. Now stop, right? Here it is. Isaac was Sarah's firstborn, not Abraham's. But the catch or the mistake they made in the book, it says, my husband impersonated my brother. He didn't impersonate. Abraham actually was partly related to Sarah and was a brother in a certain sense. It wasn't a fake brother scenario. And that's when I read that, I was like going, wait, what? Wait, what? Because that was wrong. He didn't impersonate. He used the back channel chains of his connection to his wife and functioned as the brother. But he was, in fact, in a sense, a brother. That's where the problem is. I just want everybody to understand. Aha! That's why I read that going, what? Wait, something wrong. See, so I missed it. Because I knew that wasn't right. And then I was thinking, well, wait a minute. And then it's Abraham's firstborn would have been Ishmael. But then Sarah's firstborn would have been Isaac. Okay? So I'm just making sure everybody gets that. Okay? And I'd like to say I really looked into it. But I just reread the question and went, well, that's wrong. See, if you know what's right, then you can figure out what's wrong. Okay, now that we've done all of that insane stuff, see how fun the show is. People are like, what do you guys do? Nah, I don't know. Who knows? All I know is I'm going to be driving through a couple of cities on the way home just to make sure, is this the place the Lord wants us? Is this the place the Lord wants us? So you guys could better be praying for me, okay? I appreciate that. All right, let's do the next trivia question since that one was such a moment of grace. Here you go. I was one of Paul's companions. Paul wrote me an epistle, a letter. An epistle is not the wife of an apostle. He wrote me a letter. Paul wrote me a letter. Paul wrote me a letter. Plus, I was a companion with Paul on a couple of his journeys. Am I Titus, Lucas, or Silvanus? Okay. Am I Titus, Lucas, or Silvanus? Who of those three did Paul write a letter to? Titus, Lucas, or Silvanus? You got 27 books in the New Testament. You should be able to pull that up right away. Okay? All right. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I can make a really big deal about the fact that we're moving and we don't know how we're going to do it all, but I'll just say this. If you can give, that's great. If you can't give, God bless you. The Lord bless you and put you in a position where you can give. And if you can give and you want to give to us, great. But give somewhere because God likes the cheerful giving thing, okay? There's a ton of stuff on the website. I mean a ton. Check it out. Have some fun with it. Go to hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
That's how I feel about answering that trivia snafu.
Exactly how I feel, as well captured at that moment.
It's been a while since we've heard that one.
It's true. It is rather funny how they come in and out and in and out. We don't have any idea how she does that, by the way. Nobody. We don't ask. We don't even ask Jennifer. She just does it. It's like, okay, whatever. Okay, your trivia question. We're going to do history in the last segment, okay, because it's April Fool's Day and we have to.
So just bear with it. But your trivia, so everybody's like going, so, well, just slow it down. But your trivia question, okay? I was Paul's companion, one of his traveling companions, and Paul wrote me an epistle. What? Am I Titus, Lucas, or Silvanus? That's the question. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. Back to the text. It's Adam's turn. So Eve got a mouthful, so to speak. I mean, I'm not saying that rudely. But now Adam's going to get it. It's like, uh-oh. Right. So here's verse 17. And to Adam, the Lord said, because you listened to your wife and ate the fruit I told you not to eat, I have placed a curse on the ground. All your life, you will struggle to scratch a living from it. It will grow thorns and thistles for you, though you will eat of its grains, which is a nice way of saying you'll get something out of that. All your life, you will sweat to produce food until your dying day. Then you will return to the ground from which you came, for you were made from dust, and to dust you will return. So we're just going to do the first part of this just so you can understand. Here's what he says. Okay, you know what? Not happy with your attitude, mister. You didn't listen to me. And I was going to have your life be so cool that you're going to love everything you're doing. But now it ain't going to be that way. And in fact, all your life, you're going to struggle to scratch out a living. You're always going to go up and down and up and down. And just in case you're thinking billionaires never struggle, you're wrong. Because they struggle to get their own. Well, in fact, there's one named Trump that's doing a lot of up and down right now. And I think most people know that. And that's because they're attacking him. That's not the point. The point I'm making is everybody goes through the unsurety. Here's the thing I want you to catch. There was never supposed to be that. That wasn't supposed to exist. Humanity in its creative state was never supposed to have to struggle. That's what sin brought. You can't escape that. Because you listened to your wife and ate the fruit I told you not to eat, I've placed a curse on the ground. What? That curse is lifted in Christ. Eternally, yes. Practically, you're still going to die. All your life, you will struggle to scratch out a living from it. What's cool for people is if the Lord grants the gift of enjoying what you do. But that's a gift. That's not a guarantee. It's a difference. All your life, you'll struggle to scratch a living from it. You will grow thorns. You will grow thorns and thistles, though you will eat of its grains. That's the way of saying you'll get something for it. You'll get return from your work. It's just not what it could have been, not what it should have been, not what it's designed to be. And everybody goes through it. Just stop thinking it's just me. It's just me. It's just me. Mankind sinned. The fact that God didn't wipe everybody out at the moment was good enough. And so we have to eke it out from time to time. That's a result of sin. So are all the other terrible things that you have to fight within yourself. And you're still having to fight them within yourself. You understand? It's very important. God made the decree. It's not changed. It will, because in eternity, it will be nothing like that. But now, until there's a new heavens and a new earth, now, it still has repercussions. That's how it goes. It's like, well, you can tell God you don't like it, and it's not going to change a thing, just to let you know, okay? Back to the trivia question, by the way. Who, in fact, was Paul's companion? And then Paul wrote an epistle to him. Was it Titus, Lucas, or Silvanus? And the answer is Titus! Titus traveled with Paul, and then Paul wrote him the letter to the epistle to Titus, which is one of the pastoral epistles. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment, because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table, and somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Well, we've had a wild and woolly show. All right, folks, this should be easy peasy. Who is this person? I walked on water with Jesus, and I cut off a soldier's ear. Matthew 14, 28, 29. Who am I? Am I James, Philip, or Peter? Who am I? Am I James, Philip, or Peter? I walked on water with Jesus. I cut off a soldier's ear. Who am I? Matthew 14, 28, 29. Am I James, Philip, or Peter? If you think you know, 972. 445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Let's do history.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
All right, there's many things on today's docket here. I just want to make sure everybody catches this. Of course, today is April Fool's Day, right? Okay, we're going to talk about that in a second. Okay. Which, ironically, it's also Atheist Day. And if you catch that connection, you are very wise, because the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. See, April's Fool's Day, then Atheist's Day. I didn't write it. It's just funny. National Burrito Day, liking that. I'm liking that. I think that's kind of cool. And then National Jump in Muddy Puddles Day. All right. For those that do not know, 1891, the Wrigley Company is founded in Chicago, Illinois. Apple Computer Company was formed by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak in 1976 on this day. This is a hilarious one. 1996, the Taco Liberty Bell. Listen, this is funny. As part of an April Fool's Day joke, Taco Bell takes out ads in 7 leading newspapers announcing they purchased the Liberty Bell to reduce the country's debt and renamed it the Taco Liberty Bell.
How's that? Is that just hilarious?
And then they invented the chalupa.
And then came the chalupa, right? Okay. Chalupa Batman. Then, for those that do not know, this day, many moons ago, my wife and I decided a day and a half early, it was time to prank the kids good and difficultly. And so we called them up, and with all seriousness in the entire universe, we told them that Noelle was pregnant and that life was going to change. And they bought into that for about 6 hours.
6 hours, that's mean.
That is mean.
Kept
right?
it going for a while.
Kept that thing going, phone calls coming in left and right. That's right, people. That's how I think. You might as well just deal with it. Somebody is on the line to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Brother Ace.
Hello, Brother Ace. Oh, yes. How you doing, bro?
I'm taking all heaven can give me.
No. Listen, first of all, received the envelope today, so thank you very much for that. And just want you to know I'm praying for you every single day. I want you to know every day. So every time I hear your voice, I rejoice.
I appreciate that. By the way, thanks for all your prayers for me and the audience out there that is so genuine and lovely. In love with each other, I think the spirit of love is definitely on this radio program.
Yeah, everybody loves you.
Yeah, we'll make sure that we don't get lazy and forget to keep doing things that are getting us getting things done in heaven and on earth.
Amen, man. Amen. How are you feeling, by the way?
I've been feeling real good. A couple of days, I finally started getting some sleep. I was having trouble getting sleep, and I was feeling terrible. But now, the last couple of days, I've been feeling good, real good.
It's amazing. So it's amazing what sleep does, doesn't it, though? I mean, it is kind of an amazing, it's weird, right?
Yeah, sleep is just so vitally important. I mean, 30 of your life's in a bed, or should be in a bed, sleeping. And, I mean, some people don't have a good bed, but I have a good bed that I never could use for a while, and I just had it was just a weird spirit of just not being able to sleep on it, and finally broke through that curse.
Amen.
So I'm sleeping better, getting better.
Yeah. I'm glad. I'm so glad for you. And, brother, I mean, you're precious to us. I just want you to know. Everybody does love you. You're just a great blessing. All right, let me do the trivia question, and then I'm still going to pray over you, okay? All right? Let's do the trivia question. This is a pretty straightforward one. Let me go through the whole question first. I walked on water with Jesus. I also cut off a soldier's ear. That's not very nice. Am I James, am I Philip, or am I Peter?
You said it, Peter.
Peter is the answer! Yes, sir! It's a good thing he wasn't, a little bit of a jump-the-gun kind of guy, right? What? Okay, got his ear. Okay, anyway, can you hear me now? Anyhow, let me pray over you, Lord, because I want to pray that the Lord blesses you, okay?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. We love our brother Ace. He's a blessing to us, a blessing to the show, and we ask you just to pour out your Holy Spirit into his body and just ask the Holy Spirit would reach into every part of his body. Lord, in the name of Jesus, like you said in your word, in Luke 11:13, if we ask for you to give us the Holy Spirit, you will. That's what you taught us. So we're asking for the power of the Holy Spirit to move through Brother Ace's body and bring healing from top to bottom, a regeneration, a renewal, a restoration, a strengthening, a vitality, an energy that just is a blessing.
Amen.
And pour your blessing on him and in him. And let him know because of your love for him, you're touching him and allowing him to bless others continually. We just thank you for him. Pray these things in the name and authority of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Father. Amen and hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. We love you.
Thanks to everybody out there. We love you, too.
All right. God bless.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, so I only got about 3 minutes left, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I'm just going to make this very clear, very last portion of that scripture, which I did not finish. It says this. It says, after he says, you'll eat the grains, verse 19. It's verse 19. All your life you'll sweat to produce until your dying day. Then you will return to the ground which you came from, for you were made from dust, and to the dust you will return, which is where we get ashes to ashes and dust to dust when a body is returned to the earth. I'm going to make this super easy. I was talking to a guy in the gym, and he said, well, my priest said that when God made the earth, he put his hand deep in the dirt, and he pulled it out, and that's why that dirt had to be dark. And it's like, you are so wrong, it's not even funny, okay? It's dust. In every Hebrew definition, it's the very top layer. Did you ever see dust? The color of dust is not black. I'm sorry, can't help you. Don't get mad at me. I didn't invent these words. The bottom line is simply this. God said, hey, from the dust I made you, and the dust you're going back. And that's how it goes. And the reason you're going back, Adam, is because you didn't listen to me. You listened to your wife, who listened to the snake, who just tried to get people to go the other direction, and now you're going to pay the price. You're going to go back. Now, how does that apply to Enoch, who was translated? I've had this argument multiple times. I'm just going to make it really simple. They're like, well, he's got to be one of the two witnesses in Revelation. Wrong. People hate that. Wrong? Right. I'm saying that's wrong. You know what God did? God said, in this case with Enoch, I make an exception, and he brought him up. Well, he can't do that. Tell God. Tell God, you can't do that. You're not allowed. Well, that's contrary to his word. Not according to God. God can override everybody, everywhere, anytime, and if you say he doesn't change his mind, his character doesn't change, but God tells people, if you don't repent, I'm going to do this, and if you do repent, I'll do this. That's already telling people there's two avenues for God's mind. So stop saying stuff like that. You don't have to be God to speak for God. In other words, the Lord knows exactly what he's doing and how he's doing it. So he translated the one dude. Cool. I wish I was that guy. I still think he was going out to paint the barn, and his wife said, Enoch, and he was gone, and I think that's funny. That's how I look at it. But to the dust, mankind will return, unless the rapture takes place prior. In your life, you too will return to the dust. But we're all hoping to hear, because that would be better. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Just as I am, you reach down and see me. Purchase my freedom.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.